Well, let's now talk about South Africa's economy. For all intents and purposes, if you look at the build-up to the election, one of the biggest issues that we all talk about is the state of our economy being in a state of disrepair, and often enough symbolized by the number of potholes we have in our country, as an example. Okay, but there are many other examples. So it may come as a surprise to you that, you know, South Africa at one stage rated the number one economy in Africa and has dropped down a peg or two below Egypt and Nigeria. I understand that has changed now. South Africa back to the top. So how significant is that? Is that an issue that we need to be celebrating, or does it offer even more questions than answers? Let's get the thoughts of somebody who knows, from Professor Patrick Bond, who's a political economist and distinguished professor of sociology at the University of Johannesburg. Prof Bond, good chatting to you, and thanks for joining us on the National Pulse.
Oh, it's so nice to be back with you, Ashraf. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always enjoyed chatting to you, I can tell you. Well, I'm going to pick your brain on this issue. Right, South Africa, number one economy in Africa. Your response to that?
This is a measure, Ashraf, called GDP, gross domestic product, and it measures the income that's associated with production of goods and services every year. So we're about $375 billion worth. But let's be very clear that our output has been increasing last year 0.6%. The problem is that we measure this in the US dollar and our currency is declining. So actually, we've been on a down, let's say, the whole decade and a half or so since our recent peak, maybe 2011, 6.3 rand to the dollar. Now we're at 19.2. So our GDP, our measured in US dollars, has shrunk quite a bit since that earlier peak. That's a dilemma. It's a very strange apples and oranges kinds of exercise, especially when we add in countries, as you said, Egypt and Nigeria were ahead of us, but both have suffered currency devaluation dramatically by Nigeria, 40%, which means their economy is measured as a dollar economy quite low. But actually, per person and per local currency unit, it hasn't fallen nearly as much.
So, are you saying that in the measurement of GDP, the one of the factors that goes into it that has a major impact on the GDP volatility would actually be the evaluation or the devaluation of a country's currency?
Exactly. And you were talking about the case that's the most dramatic, Zimbabwe, where their currency regularly devalues to nothing. And you really have to go there, partly because in Zimbabwe, typically 85% of the currency that's used in daily life is the US dollar. And so the Zim dollar, now the ZiG, the Zimbabwe gold, is probably going to suffer the same fate because they don't really have that currency backed by gold. Devaluation for African countries usually follows the world commodity price index because even in South Africa, which has a manufacturing base, a strong service sector, we still follow a commodity super cycle, which, you know, went through the roof. 2002 crashed, 2008 went up again, and in 2015 went for about a 7-year crash. And then in 2021, 22, soared again. So our currency has been absolutely zigzagging. It's very hard for companies, for individuals. You know, if you're a tourist, what do you take abroad if you're in a hard currency country in Europe or the US or UK or Japan, where you're really losing the whole time, even when the commodity super cycle is in play?
Well, all the more then, my question is, how significant is it that South Africa has now been rated once again Africa's number one economy? I mean, we had the president celebrating, and I understand, and we've heard Naledi Pandor, the Minister of International Relations, doing the same. So, how significant is that?
Well, listen, I can't fault them. It's an election year, and they're under pressure on all sorts of fronts. You know, claim no, what's the Amilcar Cabral, right? Tell no lies, claim no easy victories. That lesson, I think they forget at this time of the year. Look, the crucial question isn't GDP, which is income. It's what's happening to our wealth. And there we see the flaw in this measure. The measure came from white male economists from the 1930s and 40s in the US who honed down what is income from goods and services. So if you're in the market, let's say you're a domestic worker, you sell your activities and you get a little wage. But if you're a housewife, and typically in patriarchal society like ours, then it's men who slack off, the women do the work, but it's unpaid work. That doesn't get included. And I must say, Ashraf, the other three, in addition to unpaid labor, doesn't get counted. The other three are really brutal for us because they're local pollution, greenhouse gas emissions, and the wealth in the soil that is non-renewable. So if we take minerals, our big minerals are platinum and gold, coal, iron ore, and manganese. We take them out every year and we call it income. But actually, if you think about your future generations, your kids, Ashraf, their kids, they're losing wealth because that's our store of natural capital that we're depleting. And the GDP ignores that. In a mineral-rich country, one with lots of pollution amongst the highest levels in the world in both regular local pollution and greenhouse gases, plus lots of unpaid labor of women
If we then move away from the numbers, I mean, what is your sense of the general state of South Africa's economy? Just leave the numbers out at all. Just in terms of you getting to grip with the economy as a barometer of how it positively impacts South African society or negatively impacts South African society.
Well, I'm glad you asked, because the arrangement in which so much of our economy is based on the extraction of this wealth, and it doesn't lead to reinvestment. Yes, we get jobs and foreign exchange and royalties and taxes and infrastructure, but nothing like the depletion of our wealth. So I would have to answer that in a very, let's say, pessimistic way. And I'm not alone. I mean, even the World Bank, which does have numbers on pollution damage and greenhouse gas emissions and the depletion of our natural capital. So we can measure these, and they show South Africa's a net negative. What it means in a very concrete way, Ashraf, if you got up on January 1, 2023, and then you went to bed on December 31 that year, you had negative wealth. You actually, as an average South African, you lost your wealth. The measure is about 4%, according to the adjusted net savings. Doesn't that make you feel sick? You should have stayed in bed all of last year. But the IMF is now the biggest economy in Africa, so maybe that'll make you feel a little better. The rest of the continent is really getting looted.
And lastly, is there one thing, in your opinion, that South Africa needs to urgently address in addressing the economy that we're not doing at the moment? And you've got 30 seconds to answer that.
Yes, absolutely. Be aware that when you deplete mineral wealth, you lose your future generations' inheritance. And adapt to that partly by also asking, are we using too much electricity in these wealth-depleting activities like deep mining and smelting and mineral processing? The answer is we are. And if we can change away from a dependence on the minerals energy complex and get into labor-intensive industry and small business and women in the households getting that electricity, we could have a boom. I hope that makes you feel better. There is a way forward. The power relations aren't particularly favorable, but we could move in that direction.
And suddenly the glass is very, very, very full, not just half full. Well, that's the world. Thank you for your time. Good chatting to you, Professor Patrick Bond, and I'm sure we'll have further conversations in the days and the months ahead. Much appreciated. There we are, Professor Patrick Bond, who was a political economist and distinguished professor of sociology at UJ, University of Joburg. What do you make of that conversation? You tell me in text, voice notes, or to call in.